What's up, guys? Nathaniel Bibby here. LinkedIn now has 706 million members and counting. Three members every single second join LinkedIn. So if you're posting content, it would be helpful, would it not, to know what time of day post. Social media has become so popular. Marketing campaigns can expose you to heaps of prospects, heaps of opportunities, heaps of audiences, members that can turn into leads if you know what you're doing. So attracting an engaged audience on LinkedIn requires you to craft not only compelling content, but if you don't post that content at the right time, most of your followers, they won't see your update. So the question becomes, how do you figure out the optimal time to post for your specific audience? The truth is, there's no fixed answer because your experience on a platform like LinkedIn is going to be directly related to who's in your audience. I'll give you an example. A lot of people say to me when I do training, you know, I don't like LinkedIn. It's full of salespeople and recruiters. And I know when they say that they've been reactive and just accepted invitations from anybody that sent them to them. Who do you think is going to send you invitations? It's going to be salespeople. It's going to be recruiters. So no wonder you're getting sales letters and people trying to recruit you because that's who you've accepted into your network. So if somebody has an audience which they went out and targeted and they chose who's in it, they're going to have a completely different experience. It's just a platform. Okay, so best time to post is going to depend on who's in your audience. So you've got to think about your audience's behavior. So conduct some market research to learn about how your audience is using LinkedIn, using the internet, or even refer to your buyer personas if you have that information. If your ideal customer is someone who's a working professional, obviously a member of LinkedIn, it's safe to assume that during business hours, they won't necessarily have time to check their social media feeds unless they're in a role which is conducive to doing so. Marketing is a great one. They will be on LinkedIn if it's there in the marketing department. You can count on it. However, there are pockets throughout the day where professionals tend to check social media. Like if you're looking at, like even a plastic surgeon, I used to target plastic surgeons. You think they're not on the computer, but we definitely got through to them. Lunch hours and heading to and from work are really popular. That's a little trick. So I think try in the mornings is always a good trick. And it also, if you're posting content, then you've got the whole day for people to engage with it. So you've got to, based on your time zone, obviously you've got to work out if you're targeting people locally, then that makes it a lot easier. But if they're remote, then you might have to post at different times of day. Think about the majority of LinkedIn's audience as well, the context of the platform. They're working professionals, higher education students, college graduates. Typically, their web behavior would reflect being busy during regular business hours. So during like working hours, people are usually tied up with, preoccupied, easily distracted. But if they're getting ready for work or they're on the commute or starting their day or taking an afternoon break, then they're probably going to be more receptive. So then you just want to test and measure, see how things go according to your experience. So if you want to post according to your industry, we'll talk about how to make a decision on when to post based on your business type. Even though it isn't a one-size-fits-all, marketers have found success on LinkedIn by posting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, typically between the hours of 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., depending on 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., depending on your time zone. The worst time to post is on weekends overall, on average. I would suggest posting in the morning so that you've got the whole day for people to engage with your content. Maybe you're a higher education student thinking about the best time to reach out to thought leaders or a marketer for a B2B company. There's not a set answer here, but fortunately, doing some research about the type of audience you're trying to capture based on your industry can lead you to make an informed decision. For business-to-consumer businesses, between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., business-to-business and software companies should aim for outside of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So healthcare and higher education companies should post from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., while media companies should post between 8 to 10 a.m. So you can, this gives you a bit of a guide as to when you can try posting, but you really do need to test and measure it for yourself. So you can infer when your post will earn the most engagement based on the behavior of competitors in your industry as well as audience members. So software and media companies, for example, it's suspected that audiences of media companies tend to check their social media feeds in the morning. Like some would read a newspaper, they're likely to find success posting in the morning between Monday to Friday, while software companies are suggested to find similar success posting outside of work hours. See, healthcare and higher education, mid-morning around 10 a.m. to early afternoon are suggested for best engagement. Okay, higher education follows the healthcare. B2B businesses, you follow their web behavior. That's the best indicator. Their audience is most likely other professionals. So it's best to catch them before they start working. Okay. If you post content to LinkedIn where the majority of your audience is not online, you most likely won't receive the amount of views and engagement you were hoping for. So remember, if you want to build a brand on LinkedIn, it's crucial to find out when your specific audience prefers to surf a site. You'll have a better idea of how to nail the timing of your posts almost every single time you want to update your followers. How often should you post on LinkedIn? That's a great question. It comes up a lot. LinkedIn have done some research with HubSpot. And so what they think is anywhere between 2 to 5 times a week, depending on your industry. Sometimes I'll be posting more than that. And I think that's okay because my content is still getting engagement. So I measure the engagement. If it starts to drop, then I slow down my content. But I find that if people are engaging, they'll continue to see the post again, like the next post. And I keep them quite bite-sized. Sometimes if I'm posting a lot in a day, like 8 or 9 times in a day, it's normally like just quickly, like what I'm up to. If it's probably because I have an event and I'm like, you know, here with this, taking a photo with this, going on stage, just having a quick, you know, talk to the camera brothers. I'm sharing some other people's content. So it's kind of taking them through a journey. But I think if you're a business and you're scheduling it in advance, 2 to 5 times a week's heaps. I mean, I don't ever plan more than that for my own content. Generally, it's only 3 posts a week that I'm planning. Sometimes it's more, but 3 to 5 is good gauge. I don't think you need to do more unless you're really at the stage where you want to be just throwing more spaghetti at the wall and testing what works on LinkedIn. Because if you post lower quality content just simply to try and get more pieces out, you'll end up damaging your engagement metrics, and you get in front of less people because LinkedIn will see you as a less credible, less lower quality content creator. So I think, you know, posting your best content on Monday is a good idea because then you've got the whole week for people to engage, you know, with your posts. Make sure you always ask them to comment. Comments are gold on LinkedIn. Sharing doesn't do much. Likes are second best to comments. And obviously you want people to spend time on your post. Dwell time comes into it. So how long are people actually spending consuming the content, whether they're actually watching the video or actually reading the post or clicking to see more when, you know, you can see the first 2 lines of the post. Are they actually reading the rest of it and clicking? Okay, so as you grow your LinkedIn strategy, you can iterate this over time as you figure out which types of content perform best. Ultimately, a LinkedIn strategy is not a short-term thing, it's a long game. So test out the tactics, try some experiments for yourself. Your audience is unique, what your audience wants is different to what my audience wants, and you might uncover your own powerful insights regarding LinkedIn content as you continue to post high-quality content while taking the time to engage with other industry-relevant posts as well. So that concludes our episode. Let me know your feedback. Don't forget to subscribe to the Nathaniel Bibby podcast. This has been the best time to post on LinkedIn in 2021. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.